The following is a paid advertisement. All views and or opinions are solely those of the advertiser and not KLGR or its parent company, Alpha Media, LLC.
Welcome to Treat the Cause, the program dedicated to helping you find and treat the root causes of some of the most common health challenges. Dr. Kyle Pankinen is a board-certified chiropractic orthopedist and certified functional medicine practitioner. Join him as he teaches you about the causes and solutions to the health challenges that affect many people.
Kyle Pankinen, thanks for joining me for another episode of Treat the Cause. I'm excited about today's episode. We're going to deal with all kinds of different pain conditions in the human body and how they respond or can potentially respond to laser therapy. And one of the most exciting things to come along in the world of pain management in the last 20 to 30 years, and something that really has emerged over the last decade in the United States. Laser therapy was initially developed in Israel, Russia, some of the European countries, and has been used over there longer than it has in the United States. But it has obtained FDA approval here, and it is a very viable treatment option. So we're really going to show you some actual cases today from my own practice of people that underwent laser therapy and the responses that they had to that. Before we do that though, I just want to talk a little bit about the treatment of pain in general. In other words, who is probably best suited out there to handle most of the patients or people out there that suffer from pain? Interesting study was recently done where they looked at students that graduated from chiropractic colleges, medical schools, osteopathic schools, physical therapy schools, and they had them take some basic competency examination or exams in musculoskeletal medicine, which is the study of the bones and joints and muscles and nerves of the human body. And they found that by far and away, the best trained student, at least upon graduation from a higher degree of learning, was the chiropractic student. Their scores of competency on basic musculoskeletal medicine far outshine any other healthcare profession that was out there. So I would argue that if a person has back troubles, neck troubles, shoulder problems, ankle problems, knee problems, basically joint-related, muscle-related problems, that at least initially your first best line of defense or a line of conservative treatment ought to be your local doctor of chiropractic. They're going to have the best chance to make a proper diagnosis of the problem and also offer non-drug, non-surgical options that can help with many of these conditions. I always say chiropractic first, drug second, and surgery last. If more of our society would embrace that approach, we would see a great lessening of the opioid epidemic in the United States. We'd see far fewer deaths due to drug reactions, and I think we would just in general have a much fewer people out there suffering needlessly with pain and being addicted to medication. Granted, those things have a time and a place, and I'm all for those when needed. I'm for symptom relief just as much as the next person. However, you need to try to treat and find the root cause, and a doctor of chiropractic is uniquely suited to be able to help people, especially in the realm of musculoskeletal medicine. Also, I am also board certified in something called chiropractic orthopedics. And all that means in English is I've taken 3 additional years of specialized training in the area of musculoskeletal medicine. So that helps me to help my patients so that I can better diagnose them and understand some of the more complex cases that are out there. And also, we have a wide range of treatment options. But today, we really want to focus down on this laser stuff because it's such a wonderful therapy. If you got a question for us, give us a call at 507-752-7650 or look us up online at redrockchiro.com. Or if you want to email us, it is redrockchiro@centurytel.net. On our website at redrockchiro.com, you will find a button that is called Treat the Cause. It's a link to our past recorded episodes of Treat the Cause. You will find episodes there about weight loss and plantar fasciitis and low back pain and digestive issues and a whole host of other things. So look up those episodes. There's a lot of information packed into each episode. We're going to share some actual cases now of patients that came in with some type of significant pain, and through examining them, we made a correct diagnosis, I feel, and we, as part of their treatment protocol, we included laser. I want to remind you that laser, totally painless. There's really no side effects that are significant to it. You got to be careful not getting the eyes, so we always shield our patients' eyes. There's a couple minor skin conditions out there you got to be a little careful of, but basically, it's a go for just about any kind of pain. Very little contraindication to using it. Very safe, totally painless. And laser has three primary effects on human physiology. One, it has an analgesic effect, meaning it reduces pain. Two, it has an anti-inflammatory effect, meaning it reduces inflammation. And three, and most importantly, it has a biostimulatory effect, meaning it stimulates healing in injured or damaged tissue in the human body. Our first case is a 70-some-year-old lady that had left knee arthritis. Her pain was consistently at a 5 out of 10. She had a significant disability with this in the sense that I had her fill out a questionnaire that kind of showed how her pain affected her activities of daily living, and she scored quite low on this in the sense that on this questionnaire, the lower the score, the more disability. She had difficulty doing stairs, and walking was difficult. We had seen some past x-rays of her that she brought in kindly to us and showed a near complete loss of the medial compartment joint space. In other words, the inner side of the knee, it was nearly bone on bone. She had tried some injections into the knee, which provided some temporary relief. And her next step, really, and her doctors were talking, was she's going to need a knee replacement. Well, that still may be the case down the road, but she wanted to avoid that, or at least delay that as long as possible. So she elected to treat with us. And what we did with this patient is we did a special kind of chiropractic adjustment that helps to very gently distract and open up the joint called flexion distraction. And then we applied, after we were done gently adjusting that, we applied laser therapy all around the joint and especially into that inner joint line where the pain was and the thinning of the joint was. And we did 12 sessions on her. And at the end of those 12 sessions, her pain had went from a 5 out of 10 down to a 2 out of 10. Her disability rating improved. She went from 28% to 85%. And again, on this questionnaire, a higher percent means she's functioning better. In other words, she's having better quality of life, less limitations in her daily activities. And overall, at the end of those 12 sessions, she verbally said, "I feel I've improved 95%. Pretty happy patient. And we're going to probably have to do an occasional tune-up on her for these chronic degenerative things. But bottom line is, the combination of the chiropractic adjustments and laser produce a very significant and meaningful lessening of her pain and improvement of her function. And she hopefully will be able to go on for many months, hopefully many years, before ever needing a knee replacement, and hopefully maybe we can avoid it altogether. But just goes to show, even on those pretty badly arthritic cases, laser therapy can have a nice treatment benefit. Our second case is on one of the most common nerve conditions that we see in clinical practice, which would be sciatica. This gal, she had pain in her right buttock, literally a pain in the butt, and it went down her right leg below her knee. Her pain was at a steady 4 out of 10. It had been present for at least 3 months prior to her visiting my clinic. It really interrupted her sleep at night. She had quite a bit of pain rolling over in bed, so her sleep was really interrupted. She had had some hip x-rays taken at one of the local medical clinics here, and her hip joints looked fine. Really, I feel she was misdiagnosed. They were thinking it was some type of a hip or bursitis condition, the hip, but the pain in her situation was actually coming from her spine. So when we examined her, we x-rayed her lower back, and that's where we found the problem, was that she had one vertebra that was shifted forward out of position and quite a bit of wear and tear in some of the vertebra in her lower back. She had done some other treatment. She had went through some physical therapy at a local physical therapy center and had traction and some massage work, and was shown some exercises, really provided little relief, short-term little relief, but nothing real long-term or meaningful. This was a case where we put her under chiropractic adjustments, namely flexion distraction, which is a gentle procedure we use to gently stretch and open up the spine a little bit to try to take the pressure off the nerve where it starts. And we did a laser therapy on her right buttock and somewhat and up under her low back where that nerve starts. At the end of treatment, so we did 12 sessions on her. Her pain went from 4 out of 10 down to 2 out of 10. Her disability questionnaire went from 26% disability. And the one I had her fill out when the score lowers for this particular questionnaire is better. She went from 26% down to 14%. And at the end of treatment, she was a full 75% better. Mind you, this was in a late 70s age patient, so she was very happy. She could sleep better, she could do her activities around the house much easier, and she was very happy with the level of pain relief that we're able to attain for her. Third case I want to share is a case of plantar fasciitis. Plantar fasciitis is the dreaded nemesis of a lot of people out there. It causes this pain in the heel. It's usually worse in the morning when you first get up. Those first few steps out of bed are very painful. Sometimes after you've been sitting a while and then get up to walk, the pain can be pretty intense in that heel. And many of these turn chronic, and where they just hang on for months and months. And many a professional athlete has ended their career because of chronic plantar fasciitis. This was a case of a middle-aged gal in her 40s, probably a little less than middle age, and she had pain in both of her heels. Steady 4 out of 10 pain, always worse in the morning or at the end of the day when she had been on her feet a lot, been there for at least 2 months. And she tried different stretches and exercises and things like that at home, and it didn't really provide a whole lot of relief. And so we did 3 major things with this patient. One, we got her some custom-made foot-level orthotics, because with plantar fasciitis, the arches are part of the problem, and you want those properly balanced, aligned, supported. So we did that with custom-made foot-level orthotics, as I said. We did something on her called Graston technique, which uses some specialized instruments to kind of work out the tissues of the feet and up into the lower legs where she had a lot of tightness and restrictions. And then we did laser therapy on her, putting the laser right into her heel and through the arches of her feet where the tissue was inflamed and irritated. And with this patient, we did 10 sessions on her. And she went from that 4 out of 10 pain down to a 1 out of 10 pain and experienced what she reported to us as an 85% relief. And I literally have, over the years, treated hundreds and hundreds of cases of plantar fasciitis. And I've had the laser now for about 3 years, and I will very confidently say that our results that we get now that we use the laser with plantar fasciitis are better than the results that we used to get when we did not use laser therapy for the condition of plantar fasciitis. So, beautiful cases. We're going to talk about a couple more here in a minute. If you got a question, reach out to us at 507-752-7650. Look us up online at redrockchiro.com or email us at redrockchiro@centurytel.net. Let's move on to a couple of the cases now. And just to show you that laser has broad application. We've talked about a knee condition. We've talked about a sciatic nerve condition. We've talked about a foot condition called plantar fasciitis. And now we're going to talk about two different shoulder conditions. A lot of people out there have pain in their shoulder, inability to lift their arm up as well as they'd like to. And some of the more common ones we see in clinical practice are shoulder bursitis, shoulder tendonitis, impingement syndrome, frozen shoulder, rotator cuff syndromes, and others. Also just an arthritic shoulder, we see many of those. This particular case was a patient that had bursitis in her right shoulder, and it had turned chronic for her, had been there for over a year. This was a young gal, only in her 30s, and it was in her right shoulder. It was a pretty persistent 7 out of 10 pain. She had difficulty with it reaching above her head, lifting things. She was active in playing volleyball, and it made it difficult for her to do this. She had a spot on the front of her shoulder that if she pushed on it would cause tingling to go all the way down her arm to her hand. We took some x-rays of this patient to see if there were any significant problems with the shoulder. All it really showed was a little wear and tear in one of the joints of the shoulder, but no obvious troubles. But when we would push over those areas of her shoulder where the bursal sacs are located, very exquisitely tender and inflamed. So with this patient, we did a combination of a few things. We did some very gentle chiropractic manipulation of the shoulder to try to get better movement and motion in there. And we showed her some exercises that she could work on at home to get some range of motion back in there. And to get that inflammation out of those bursa, we elected to use laser therapy. And being this was a chronic condition, we did 12 sessions. We do 12 sessions usually for chronic pain, and 6 sessions for more acute pain. Those are the protocols or the amount of dosage we find that works the best for treating a lot of these different conditions. She had a disability rating questionnaire on her upper extremity of 61% initially. And after the 12 treatments, her pain had went from a 7 out of 10 down to a 1 out of 10. Her disability questionnaire went from a 61% down to a 38%, and she reported to us that she felt her condition was 98% improved. Better movement, less pain, she could do volleyball easier, she could reach above her head easier, and here you have a fairly young lady that had been suffering from pain in her shoulder for a good year now, and was able to achieve significant relief without any type of drug, any type of surgery, and again, one happy camper. The final case we're going to talk about here is a case of something called shoulder impingement syndrome. Typically, you see this in middle-aged to a little bit older folks. What happens is they start to get some inflammation or wear and tear in their shoulder, and it makes it so that they can't raise their arm up sometimes much above about shoulder height. And as they try to raise it above shoulder height, it starts to pinch in there and cause pain. This was a gal that was in her early 60s. She had reached to kind of catch something as it was falling and kind of strained her shoulder doing that. And this had happened 2.5 months before presentation to our clinic. So somewhat of an acute condition here. Her pain would radiate down her left upper arm to about her elbow, reaching back behind her to, you know, grab something out of the back pocket or to tuck in the shirt, very difficult. Reaching above her shoulder height or lifting something was very difficult. Left shoulder, 5 out of 10 pain, 59% disability rating on her upper extremity questionnaire we had her fill out. This was a case where I was concerned with the injury that she maybe had a tear of some kind in her rotator cuff, so we elected to order an MRI of her shoulder to rule that possibility out. And thankfully, it did not show a tear, but it showed she had a deformity in one of the bones of her shoulder. It's called, well, called a type 2 acromion, where one of her bones was kind of beaked or a little bit curved more than it should be. And when people have that, it makes them more vulnerable to getting this impingement syndrome. She also had some mild wear and tear in her shoulder. And so this was a case, again, where we did 2 or 3 different things, which we usually don't rely on one modality. What we did with her is we did some Graston technique using those specialized instruments I have to work out some of the restricted and tight muscles that she had. We taught her some simple exercises to work on at home to increase her range of motion and flexibility in the shoulder. And we then put her under laser therapy because she had a lot of inflammation and pain in the shoulder. And we did 9 sessions on her, and she went from 5 out of 10 pain to 2 out of 10. Her disability questionnaire went from 59% down to 34%. And at the end of treatment, she reported that she was 80% better. She was released from care and instructed to continue her exercise at home and follow up with her a while later. She's doing really good. Happy patient, relief of significant shoulder condition, and another nice case treated with the laser. In conclusion, I just want to say that we've done this laser therapy now in our clinic for 3 years. I've kept statistical analysis on every single patient, just like I went through with these cases. Of every single patient we've done it on over those 3 years, and 88% of the people that we do this type of therapy on achieve at a minimum 50% or greater improvement of their pain. In these cases, we had a 95% improvement, a 75% improvement, an 85% improvement, a 98% improvement, and an 80% improvement. Those are the results we're seeing day in and day out with treating people with our chiropractic work combined with laser therapy. And I just shared a small smattering of the cases that we've done recently. We treat all kinds of other conditions, from chronic neck pain, chronic back pain, other foot conditions such as neuromas and metatarsalgia and painful bunions, knee conditions such as tendonitis, hip bursitis, carpal tunnel syndrome, all kinds of different disorders or conditions like this can and do respond to laser therapy. Drug-free, pain-free, non-surgical, conservative healthcare, conservative intervention. And the type of things we're talking about here, in my estimation, is what people ought to look towards first. And if they just can't get relief with this type of an approach, well then yes, maybe you need some type of an injection, or maybe you need to be on some stronger pain medication, or maybe there's an indication that it's a case that needs some type of a surgical intervention. But my training in chiropractic orthopedics helps me to sort through that and figure that out individually for each patient. So I want to leave you with that. I want to leave you with hope. I want to leave you that you know that there are other alternatives out there that are safe and effective to treat pain. And I want to invite you to join us for our next episode of Treat the Cause. It'll be on July 7th on KLGR AM at 11:30 in the morning. And we're going to talk, switch gears a little bit and talk about nutrient deficiencies and how that has a dramatic impact on all kinds of health conditions out there. And most importantly, how you can test for and know for certain if you have nutrient deficiencies or not, and then what type of information we gather from the testing that we can do and how we apply that to patient care and when we do functional medicine workups on patients. So if you're interested in nutrition and optimizing nutrition and looking to get healthier and also potential help in treating a wide range of conditions, next episode will be something you want to pay attention to and look for. Thank you for joining me, and I always look forward to bringing you episodes of Treat the Cause, and have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Thanks for listening to Treat the Cause with Dr. Kyle Pankinen. Dr. Pankinen owns and operates Red Rock Chiropractic Center in Lamberton. You can learn more about the practice and request an appointment by visiting redrockchiro.com or by calling 507-752-7650. Red Rock Chiropractic has convenient hours to fit your schedule. Once again, you can contact them at redrockchiro.com or call 507-752-7650. Be sure to tune in next time for Treat the Cause with Dr. Kyle Pankinen.
The preceding was a paid advertisement. All views and our opinions are solely those of the advertiser and not KLGR or its parent company, Alpha Media, LLC.